Sports Podcast. I said, welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast with Andy Booth, the Angel Prano. Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast.
Welcome to the Dirty Sports Podcast. I am your host, Andy Ruther, coming to you live today from the Smut Studio in Venice Beach, California, with my fill-in co-host on my left, the one and only Tug Coker.
Hello, Andy.
I feel like you've been practicing that. Is that your evil Tug? What was that?
It was a combo of the excitement for evil Tug to come out and also the release of the Joker trailer today.
Ah, yeah.
I just tried to infuse a little, I don't know, Joaquin Phoenix
doing
Heath Ledger. I don't know.
Do you think that's what Joaquin Phoenix is trying to invoke?
I have no idea. I'm sure it's so hard because everyone loves Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
But like, I got pretty psyched up for that trailer today. I don't know if you did.
I did too.
I was pumped.
I'm a big fan of Joaquin Phoenix in general.
I'm a huge Joaquin Phoenix fan. Going back to one of my favorite movies of the 80s, Parenthood.
Ah,
remember he was a young kid in Parenthood?
That's right.
If you haven't seen Parenthood yet, go see it. It's awesome. He's great. He's like 10 or 11. He's really good in it.
That's great.
Talking sports right off the bat.
No. That's relevant.
Yeah.
It's Twitter has been on fire with the trailer being released today.
Well, I looked up. I didn't know, or maybe I forgot, it was Todd Phillips directing.
That's right.
The Hangover. So this is quite a transformation for Todd Phillips.
What all has he done? He's done Old School, the Hangover movies. Are some other?
I don't know.
Road Trip. Didn't he do Road Trip?
I think he did Road Trip. And he also did this famous documentary like in the late 90s or early 2000s about fraternities. Do you remember this? I can't remember. Guys, on YouTube, help me out. He did this documentary, which kind of put him on the map for comedy, where he kind of infiltrated the fraternity system.
Yeah.
And he went through and watched people getting hazed and stuff. And some of it, they decided was staged. It's a really, really enjoyable movie. And it kind of launched him. So I was pumped.
I'm a big fan. One of my favorite underappreciated lines of his movies is in Old School, at the beginning, when he knocks on the door and he says, "I'm here for the gangbang." Do you even remember that? So he always will have like a line in a movie.
I don't know Old School nearly as well. Outside of the classic, the Will Ferrell like tranquilizer scene,
I know that movie where it's where Luke Wilson comes back.
I'm looking at Todd Phillips.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, he comes back early from the airport and he realizes she's just basically into just banging dudes. And then
after that comes out.
Todd Phillips knocks on the door and he's got his little afro and
afro
he says, "I'm here for the gangbang." It's just a classic great line to start the movie. But that's great. I didn't know Todd Phillips was directing the Joker movie. It makes me even more excited, to be honest.
Let's see. Let's just do a quick past titles of he's got a million. Project XX, which is like this sort of off the it was sort of like some discoveries.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We're already in the IMDb rabbit hole. Not even 5 minutes in.
Hangover, obviously. School for Scoundrels.
Oh, I didn't know he did
that. Unfamiliar. Starsky and Hutch.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Which is pretty fun with Snoop doing this little job. He directed the great fish documentary, Bittersweet Motel, for all the fish heads out there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Road Trip, and then the famous Frat House from 1998, which kind of got it all started.
So he did that before Road Trip.
1998, yep.
Well.
Kind of launched him.
Shout out to Todd Phillips.
It looked awesome. So anyway, I hope he's listening. Hey, Todd, thank you so much for posting the Joker today.
Yeah.
This is something to talk about.
And we have a lot to discuss. We're going to have Final Four preview, some NBA discussion. Mm-hmm. Bryce Harper comes back to D.C., the American Allegiance Football Alliance, NWO, whatever it's called, suspends operations. So we got a lot to talk about, and apparently I'm going to eat some crow. We can get into that if you want right away.
Dude, just do college basketball to start?
I mean, we can get into me being completely wrong on the Virginia situation.
I'm excited about it because I've been talking about UVA this year.
For a couple years, let's be honest.
Well, I've been talking about it for a couple years, but this year I thought was the most exciting because they lost to a 16 seed last year. They made history.
Yeah.
And now it's a fact that I think more teams, more one seeds should lose to a 16 seed.
Because
it shows you.
Hot take alert.
They've shown you the
hot
path.
Hot take alert.
They've shown the path now. Like, if you lose to a 16, every one seed that's lost to a 16 seed has made it to the Final Four the next year. That's a fact.
It is a fact. We like facts on Dirty Sports.
So, I just been saying for a couple of months now that this team is not valued highly by the public.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to bet on them to win the region, bet on them to win the national championship. Now, they haven't done it yet, we all know. But you at no point bought into UVA.
No, I didn't. Because
and I demand an apology. I demand an apology.
Give me the L chain. I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my word. I can own up. There's a reason it sits there. I can own up when I'm wrong. I can put on the L chain. I'm wearing it. I was wrong. And I saw a clip that we're going to drop, or you're going to drop, about me being wrong. It's all on video. It's all on audio. I was wrong. Here's the L chain. I'll take the L for Tony Bennett and all your guys with bleach blonde hair playing for Virginia.
DeKite?
Cisco. You got a tall version of Cisco on your team. I don't know what's going on.
But he had the miracle shot. I mean, I know you guys talked about that, but
I was on a date, which you
had. I know very well you were on a date because I was embarrassed for you that I texted you, said, this is unbelievable, UVA. And you're like, dude, I don't care. I don't care. I was on a date for the second half of the game.
Yes, I missed it.
And I went to I rarely do this, but I went to a UVA viewing party at Nickel Mine in Santa. It's like a little sports bar in West LA.
Okay.
And it was actually fun because you get to see one of those few, you know, guaranteed one shining moments.
Yeah.
Where you're going to see the shot forever. You're going to see that shot forever. Now, Brian, talk about TC Minute here. Brian Anderson, who I think is a pretty good announcer.
He's pretty good.
Botched the moment.
He did.
Had a mistake. He called it for the win. Then they made it, and he said, for the tie. He caught himself, or a producer like got in his ear. So he'll have to live for that for a long time. But I'm pumped for UVA. And look, guys, UVA is a team that lost to a 16 seed last year, and they came back and did it. Like, okay. How do you not root for guys like that, though?
But let me ask you.
You have to believe in redemption. I know you don't believe in Tigers redemption like I do. But
let me ask you this. Yeah. How many of the players from last year's team are on this year's team?
Quite a few.
Okay.
Yeah, except for Kihei Clark, they play significant minutes. Almost every player does.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, you know, DeAndre Hunter didn't play last year because he was hurt, but he's back and he's a lottery pick, so it's worth, you know, monitoring over the Final Four. But
who is your team? You know, this is its this is its own DSPN 30 for 30, or as we call it, Dirty for Dirty. Who is Tug Coker's team? Joe Prano said this last episode. Shout out to Joe, who's currently he's got dogs and he's doing what do they call it, the Iditarod race. He's currently in Alaska.
He's doing an Iditarod. Amazing.
He's doing an Iditarod with a bunch of wolves in Alaska right now. Who do you care about more, Tug? We don't know, because last year you went to the Final Four to see Michigan. This year you're going to Minnesota to see Virginia. Who is Tug? Or do we say Michigan is Tug, UVA is evil Tug?
That's correct. I, you know what? It's really interesting. Just like the Joker, I'm starting to crack in real time. I don't know who I am anymore. I have multiple personalities. And I just want to say, yes, Andy's right. I ponied up. I'm going to the Final Four in Minnesota this weekend. So shout out to all the dirt balls in Minnesota. I know there's a few of you out there. I know a few of you are visiting for a wedding. So if you guys want to link up, I'm getting there Friday.
It's a bold move, by the way.
I'll be buying beers. You know what? I'll be buying beers. If people want to come out, I'll buy some beers.
Tug Coker putting out the bat signal to dirt balls. You're offering to buy. Do you know what happens when you buy dirt ball beers?
I can't say I'm going to buy like all the beers.
But still, but do you know what happens?
What happens?
We've had near deaths with the dirt ball family. Oh, they are nuts.
Oh, no. Did I make a mistake?
You made a huge... Well, let me put it this way. Arizona, we met a bunch of dirtballs. Shout out to our crew in Arizona that we met. Everybody from Crazy Eyes, Sam Bradford, to Sandals Andy, to...
Sandals Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, we come up with like mafia nicknames. Like, oh, crazy ass Sam Bradford over there. And Mr. Andy Sandals. They were pretty tame, but I was also baked out of my mind. Like, the Cincinnati Dirtball Meetup, literally somebody almost died. Shout out to Branson Ping. Literally, he got... He was. Have you ever seen this video?
I've not seen.
I'm going to show you after the show. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm not claiming this is going to happen. But good for you. You're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
But you're also taking a risk.
I agree with all that. But you only live once, and you got to meet people that love the things that you love.
Yeah,
basketball, beverages. The dirt balls, dirty sports, all that stuff. So, yeah, I'm pumped. You know, and shout out to, all the dirt balls in Minnesota. Like, I've made a list of things I need to see and eat. There's a burger out there called I watch Top Chef. I don't know if you ever watch it, but a guy from Minnesota was on there, and he said there's a burger called a Juicy Lucy.
Ooh.
That's famous in Minnesota. I guess
sounds like a girl I fucked. Juicy Lucy, give her that D. Is your mom still watching?
Yeah, sorry, Mom.
Apologies, Mrs. Coker.
But so I'm just trying to hit a few things that are quintessentially Minnesotan.
I love that. What's a Juicy Lucy?
I guess it's a stuffed hamburger. Like,
ooh.
There's the cheese, and they said the cheese on top.
Ooh.
They put the cheese inside the burger itself.
Ooh.
Just gesturing, you're ooing, looking weird on YouTube as you ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I look weird.
Yeah.
But, that's what I love about the Midwest. Being, as a guy from the Midwest, we love creating heart attack delicacies. What we do. I mean, I come from a town that puts, chili on top of spaghetti and cheese on top of that, and you just die. Or like this. Or St. Louis. I've discussed the slinger. It's like we create these things that are like, how can I die and just leave the Midwest sooner than anyone?
Something about, it's just about surviving like the winter. I mean, if you just can make it to the outs,
Yeah.
Because I looked at several bars that they look awesome. Like, I think I saw one that had an outdoor lawn bowling, like a huge bar that has an outdoor lawn bowling on the roof, but it's only open from like May to June. Because then, it's snowing.
I would love to go to Minnesota, Minneapolis. Yeah. I have a good buddy from college. He lives there now with his family. He's been always on me. I'm like, dude, I have a window though. It's like what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a window of time. I mean, I remember seeing the maps this year when they would show the temperature and they'd show like the map of Minnesota. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah.
It'd be like -38. That's Planet Hoth, Star Wars.
That's ridiculously cold.
I mean, that's absurd.
I had a quick moment in my brain, sorry guys, because Andy has scolded me for shuffling my feet because it rocks to the camera, and I shuffled my feet, and I had like a little nurse or a little nun Annie on my on my shoulder.
You're a stomper.
Okay. I'm a stomper. Stop it.
No stomping. But yeah. I feel when you stomp, that's evil tug coming
out. It is. It's he wants to come out.
Yeah.
It's like the Bruce Banner. I'm Bruce Banner. And
I like that.
But
who are you predicting? Let's get to the actual games. So we have your UVA.
Yeah.
What's the line on their game?
5.5.
They're a 5.5-point favorite against Auburn.
Yep. You know, as much as I do love UVA, and I've been saying it, they haven't – every game, similar to Duke, kind of with last week, we were always like, it's just a matter of time. It seems like it's just a matter of time before Duke falls, right? Because they had the UCF situation. They had – Virginia Tech kind of down to the wire, and then Michigan State makes do on their promise to avenge their horrific record against Duke by going to the Final Four. UVA still hasn't played great. Like they had to get lucky to beat Purdue. They had to play just good enough to beat Oregon. They weren't decisively successful. So I do have some fears about them.
But it's the same way for Auburn. Auburn eked out a near upset in the first round.
That's true. And then they did play well against Kentucky. They lost twice to Kentucky this year. It's hard to be a team three times.
Yeah. But even against Kentucky, Auburn didn't look good in the first half.
They also took down UNC, right? So, I mean, like,
but they blew out UNC.
Yeah, and they played well that game. They lost, And also, they lost one of their best players.
Another game ACL. I missed.
Yeah, you were on another date?
No, Lance Bass's documentary. That's a legit excuse.
Is it?
No, that's not a good excuse.
I think it is. I mean, was it an opening, or you just wanted to watch it in your spare time?
No, yeah, it was a screening at Sherman Oaks.
I don't know if you're just bored and you wanted to like turn.
No,
on,
it was a whole like
Hulu or whatever.
You know, it was a whole like invite event. Mm. So not to sound like I'm cool, but
no, I mean, you did.
Yeah, you did. You know,
yeah.
Which came out today, by the way. Great documentary. I talked about it on Dent Report.
Where can one watch this?
It's on YouTube now.
And are you in this?
No.
Were you interviewed?
No.
You should have been. You spent some, you know, quality time with him.
But it's about Lou Pearlman.
Oh, yeah. So
the guy who founded them and Backstreet Boys and how he stole $500 million. So it's not even, they go into the boy band stuff, but it's not exactly about that. It's fascinating. Anyway, quick plug for that. But
my selections. Yeah. I mean, I've been writing UVA to win it all this year. They were in, you know, most of my brackets, if not all of them. And I've been touting it on Dirty Sports for the past couple months. Hopefully, you know, we've been all about to make some money to win the region. And hopefully people have some money on them to win it all. Like my boy Orlando, because we are all Iona.
Yeah, still.
Shout out. So I like them to get it done. The next game, that's the first game of the night. And the following game is Texas Tech and Michigan State. I think Michigan State opened at -2.5, and now they're up to -3 favorites. And I'm going to say this: like, I think the public wants to see Michigan State versus UVA.
I think you're right.
For people who follow UVA hoops, know that Michigan State has been a thorn in their side twice in the last 4 or 5 years. They got them, I think, in the Elite Eight, and they got him in the round of 32 in New York a couple of years ago. So it kind of be a cool story. You think about movie ideas, right? I don't know if this works, but you know, a team that is expected to win it all loses to a 16 seed for the first time ever, comes back, makes it to the Final Four, gets to the final, and has to beat the team that's been a thorn in their side for the past few years. That's kind of how you write it up. So
who's playing?
However, I got to say this. Trap alert. No one's believing in Texas Tech.
It's a trap. One dude can play.
There's a couple.
What's the one dude who's going to be an NBA first round pick?
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's my point.
This is terrible. I don't even know the guy's name. He can play.
You're on a date, and I'm watching, and I don't know his name either. But they have a great coach. Chris Beard's been a great coach. He's already taken them deep runs before. He's just a few years removed from UNLV. And I just feel like everyone's like, oh, Michigan State's, going to make some noise. It's only a 3-point line.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it's a trap. Watch out. Could be
it's
Virginia.
Not a sexy game,
could
though.
Be Virginia versus Texas Tech.
Neither of these games.
I don't think anyone's really in love with this Final Four if you're from a marketing standpoint.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Everybody try to jump on me for my tweet on Dirty Sports. That's all I was trying to say is, Michigan State, while they've been a powerhouse in college basketball, they're never a sexy team. I mean, even when they won the title back in 2000, like Mateen Cleaves was their guy.
Yeah.
I'm saying, as far as NBA star power,
Mo Pete.
Who are we talking here? Draymond Green? But even him, like who has Michigan State really pumped out in the last 20 years? And I could be wrong.
Well, I wish my buddy Dave Gamble's here, who went to Michigan State, to kind of tell us, because there's a few guys that have made it into the league. No one has...
But I'm talking like Draymond Green is an all-star. He's great. But who else on that level?
What's my boy's name who used to play for the Warriors? I want to say Jason Richardson. Is that his name?
Did he go to Michigan State?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good for a minute.
Yeah. Morris Peterson was pretty good for a few years. Good, solid player. I mean, Draymond's probably the best player.
That's what I'm saying.
Denzel Valentine got hurt. I mean, everyone's kind of. I mean, he was like a lottery pick.
Like JT really, Snow. Like it's all like that level.
I think his name is Eric Snow.
It's Eric Snow. Yeah. I'm just making up players
JT
now.
Snow plays with the Giant. He plays for the San Francisco Giants. Just bringing some dirty slides.
JT Snow.
Maybe YouTube comments will help us out with some guys. But Cassius Winston this year for Michigan State is really fun to watch because he doesn't look overly athletic or dominant. Then he ends up with like 25 and 12.
Yeah.
So.
No, you're right. Cassius is good. I mean, he hit the three against Duke, right?
Yeah.
Clutch.
But from a personal standpoint, I'm excited to see because I went to San Antonio last year. I went to Atlanta 5 or 6 years ago. And that's part of the fun is to watch how these cities kind of put this
I mean, once really again, cool event. Shout out to your significant other,
yeah,
I mean, we got to give her some love.
To my lovely wife, Catherine, I had to really work this one hard. But, you know, this one I'm excited about because you're right. Just get back to the whole original point. I grew up loving and still do love Michigan sports.
Okay.
But I do love... Part of my problem with UVA was...
So this would be fitting, real quick, to hop in, if it was UVA-Michigan State against Michigan's rival.
That'd be right. That'd be nice. And, part of the fun, because the first 2 years, yes, I love Michigan in my own room. And you guys can all relate to this, right? Like, when you're in your own place and you're watching... I said this before. If you're watching your teams, you just think that they're your team.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think you go to Cincinnati Reds... Like, you think this is your team, and then you go to a Cincinnati Reds game, and you're like, oh my God, there's almost 10 or 12 other Cincinnati Reds fans out there.
Shots fired.
But
that's how it was today. I watched the game today. There's like four people at the stadium.
But I think that's like what's fun for me is that I was always by myself or my dad, who actually went to Michigan, watching the game. But here I actually got buddies. Like, we're connecting on emails and we're making.
Your dad is known as Mr. Evil Coker, right?
That's right. That's right. He's evil junior, a senior, and I'm junior.
You're evil junior.
Yeah.
So, are you going to make any predictions? You think UVA gets through?
I do. I think UVA is going to win. They're a slight favorite overall. They're like plus 125 to win it all.
Okay.
Now, and I think Michigan State's plus 150, so it's pretty close. My prediction is UVA wins it. But it will be, but it might be Texas Tech they're playing.
Gotcha. Do you have any good date ideas for me to miss, so I can miss the Final Four that I can go to?
You could rewatch your great moment on Steve Harvey's show.
Oh, look at that plug. Look at that plug, guys.
I came over today. I biked over to watch or to do Dirty Sports, and I said, let's get into it. He said, hold on. Before we do anything, I want you to sit down and watch this entire Steve Harvey segment. So I've been held at gunpoint. I watched it. If you haven't already, do watch it. I can fully endorse it. I told you off air. I thought you came off quite nicely.
Thank you. Yeah, you can watch me. And I go into it. If you guys listen to this week's Denton Report, because I know everybody wants to know the behind-the-scenes stuff, like how this all goes down. Tug knows somebody out here in L.A. and Hollywood. I go into that. So if you want to hear the full explanation, how basically Prano passed it off to me, which is hilarious.
I do want to get that off air. So yeah. It was originally Joe's, and then it somehow came to you.
So basically, Joe, I'll just say this much. Yeah. Again, I encourage everybody to listen to Denton Report. Joe knows a comedian who actually I also know in New York who used to date a producer of Steve Harvey's show. Isn't this like the most LA thing?
Absolutely.
So Prano gets the call to go on Harvey's show. Prano goes, nah, this isn't my cup of tea, but I know somebody who'd be perfect. He refers the production assistant to me. She calls me. The rest is history. I went on Steve Harvey last week. It aired today. You can find clips online. I believe it's stevetv.com. Although the TV version that aired today is much better, which you saw.
100% agree.
So check that out. You actually have some stuff going on right now, too. You have, can I say this on air? You have a script that I read.
Yeah, I don't want you talking about it too much because it's not, I want to sell it.
Okay.
But I did have, you and I talked about some common interests.
Yes.
And so Tommy Dewey and I have, are out there trying to...
Teaming up again.
We're teaming up again.
The dynamic duo is back.
We've just started, the introductions to companies to hopefully pitch it out with them and then try to sell this thing while we're all waiting for now we're talking to get through these thousands of lawyers that we're dealing with. But we hopefully have this another project, and you wanted to read it, and I was excited for you to read it. And
I read the pilot last night.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thank you. So hopefully soon we'll sell it and we'll start this new journey.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a process, is it not, Tug?
Absolutely.
Like we talk about thrusting the process. It is a process.
I called you like at what time? Like 11 o'clock last night or something?
Tug called me about 11 and I said
it's just thrusting.
I said, damn, late night for you. I said, I'm just sitting down to read your script, and he said, I'm thrusting, and I'll be thrusting for the next few hours.
Yeah. I got two kids to feed.
Yeah.
Gotta sell some shows out there. So, you know, hopefully you guys will follow along on the journey. I'm trying to grind, but in the meantime, I'm taking a pit stop and going to Minnesota I want to go curling.
You want to go curling?
Yeah, I think that's what you. I think I want to find like a gym where you go curling.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, Tug, I'm going to give this love to the Dirtballs, actually advice to the Dirtballs. If they want to join you during the Final Four, they should get those tickets on SeatGeek. Guys, we talk about SeatGeek all the time, Joe Prano and I. Joe is probably using SeatGeek right now to watch some sort of bobsledding or logging event in Alaska. I don't know what they do up there, guys. But I was actually looking at SeatGeek because I want to go see MC Hammer, 2 Live Crew, this massive 90s rap tour that's going to come through Orange County here in July. You guys should use SeatGeek as well. Guys, SeatGeek, this is all about SeatGeek. Here's a new fact. I always do these reads. Here's a new fact. SeatGeek is a ticket company where the customer comes first with more than 50,000 five-star reviews in the App Store. Wow. Guys, we like facts on Dirty Sports. Those are some hot facts for you. And best of all listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. And lastly, of course, guys, SeatGeek supports our show, so go support them because they support us. See? It's all team, guys. We're all a team. Use our promo code DIRTY for $10 off your first purchase. You can use that for a concert tickets, sports, comedy, whatever you want. Remember, that's promo code DIRTY for $10 off your first purchase.
I'm scrolling SeatGeek constantly right now, trying to make sure I secure those tickets to the Final Four. You know,
I mean,
it's still working. Still working those angles.
Oh, you haven't pulled the trigger on the tickets.
No.
You pulled the trigger on the plane flight.
I did. And here's what's great. Let me just tell you. I don't know how many of you out there fly Southwest. I'm a big proponent of Southwest because
I'm a huge fan of Southwest.
Don't like to be locked in, and I know that if I buy, so I can change my flights.
Yeah.
So I bought one flight for Monday in case they lose Saturday night. And I bought another flight for Tuesday in case they win.
And they're one of the few where you can change.
Exactly. Or I just bank it. I'm like, I'll probably fly Southwest again in a month.
Why have no other airlines caught on with this?
I don't understand.
I don't understand it. Why have they not understood that Southwest is the only one to do this? My brother recently had to cancel a trip. He told me his wife got sick. They were going to go visit friends in Denver. He said, dude, for us to change our flights... And for us, he goes, the amount of money we lost for not going was absurd because it wasn't Southwest.
Right.
He's like, it's just wild to me. I don't know why people don't do that.
I think the Final Four is like the perfect example for why Southwest is a great company to use when you need to be flexible. Because four teams don't know that they're going to be in the Final Four until a week before.
Yeah.
So... You either buy a ticket on a prayer, like that you can cancel or bank,
sure.
Or you're looking for last minute tickets. You know, so I think it's about. I think it's to me, it's like a no brainer. I mean, this is a great time for. I mean, this is not a Southwest plug somehow turned into one.
They really got a nice long plug right there.
But I think it's just more about. This is my third Final Four. It'll be my third. I've really enjoyed going. I love going around.
What's that like going by yourself though?
Well, last year I went by myself, but I did end up watching the game with my cousin.
Okay. Are you meeting anybody this trip?
My dad's going.
Oh, nice.
My father. And also there's a ton of my buddies who are big UVA guys. We're all going to be there. So I'm really excited about that because, the last couple of years, you just go drink beers with people who are, you don't know.
Yeah. Well,
complete strangers.
I want to give a shout out to some Dirtballs. We're talking Virginia, so that's close enough. Let's talk.
Well, D.C. and Virginia are related.
Yeah.
For
I want to
sure.
give a shout out to some... DC Dirtballs. Look at this new bobblehead we got. As I hold this up, this is... How do you pronounce this guy's name? Kutsunov?
Kuznetsov.
Kuznetsov.
Yeah.
Is it Evgeny? Evgeny?
Evgeny.
Evgeny?
Evgeny.
Kutsunov.
Kuznetsov.
Kuznetsov. He looks like he's doing the Karate Kid pose.
Someone come and snap that clip of just Russian pronunciation by Andy Ruther. Oh, my God.
It looks like he's doing the Karate Kid, right?
Looks like he's doing the Karate Kid. Also, I think interesting choice of capital to send to Andy Ruther.
Well, they just had this last week.
Oh, awesome.
Bobblehead.
Well done.
So shout out to our DC Dirtballs. I love this. This is going to go to the collection over here. Shout out to Paul, Chris, and Mike. And I got to give them what they read or what they put in here. Condoms are for the state of Pennsylvania. So
are they PA guys?
No, they're saying condoms
are get out of here. Yeah, get out. Yeah,
they're
get out of here.
Taking a diss. Yep. At the state of Pennsylvania. So shout out to you guys. I will add that to our lovely bobblehead collection we have going on over here.
You said maybe they went to American University?
I think they went to American University. They were at my pitch in Cincinnati.
Oh, let us know because I grew up not too far outside D.C., got a lot of love for D.C., and as you guys know, you're Caps fans. This is the small NHL nugget from Dirty Sports. Hottest team in the NHL since the All-Star break.
They are.
So keep an eye out for the Caps to run it back again this year. You got the monkey off of Ovi's back.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make a run. We'll see.
And that is our hockey discussion.
There it is. That's it. That's all I got.
For literally the next year.
that's the discussion.
Before we move on from college basketball, yeah. I want to bring up a couple of these coaching vacancies.
Coaching carousel.
And hirings. It looks like UCLA is going to hire TCU coach Jamie Dixon. This is where UCLA is at. This is the state of, and I had this discussion with Prano a few weeks ago, like, why can't UCLA get better players? And he made a good point, I thought, about this isn't the old days. The guys know if they go to, a kid doesn't care if he goes to Lexington, Kentucky, because he's only going to be there 7 months, because he's going to go pro. But Jamie Dixon, former Pitt, now former TCU coach, that's the best option for UCLA.
I read tonight. I guess that he is from the area. He's his dad is a screenwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to entertainment.
I knew he was born here.
So he is coming home of sorts. I mean, it is weird to leave your the school in which you graduated.
Unless you're Chris Mack, Benedict Arnold.
Oh my God, it never ends.
No,
there should be a Chris Mack was mentioned Twitter handle for Dirty Sports. but yeah, it's a curious choice, as I'm sure everyone agrees. I mean, they want to go for wattage, right? They want to get mega wattage. They want to get a Larry Brown, back in the day kind of level coach. Jamie Dixon obviously had some good runs at Pitt, 10 years ago, made it to the Elite Eight. But with TCU, he lost in the semifinals of the NIT last night to Texas. Does that get the fan base excited? Are you pumped up?
No.
So,
No, as a guy, not that I'm a UCLA fan, but look, we're two guys who live here.
Yeah.
I like to see local teams at least be competitive. Jamie Dixon is not firing up any fan base.
Basketball's always better when UCLA is good. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
So, but, I guess I understand the Steve Alford.
Serious question.
Yeah.
And I know Joe would love this. This might be a little too dark for you. Serious question. Who's a better coach? Digging up the skeleton of John Wooden or Jamie Dixon? I mean, I'm being serious. Like, this is settling. This is the guy, this is your friend who's dating the girl who just settles and he just marries her.
Well, the thing about Jamie Dixon is I think he's a better coach than Steve Alford. So you're making a step up. I mean, I did not believe in Steve Alford when he was in New Mexico, and when he came here, he just, for whatever reason, didn't. But he also had the luster of being, one of the top college basketball players in the 80s.
Yeah.
So he had that going for him. I want to say Ben Howland was also from Pitt back in the day. So that's like a little bit of a lineage somehow. I want to know what the breakdown. I mean, they looked at Earl Watson, came in to interview, former coach of the Suns, had zero success with the Suns, so maybe that hurt him, but he is an alumnus of UCLA.
I mean, at this point, you might as well just hire LeVar Ball.
Well, they're having their own issues right now with Big Baller Brand.
I've noticed.
There's some litigation happening. There's
nothing baller about the Big Baller Brand.
No. But
I guess you would know more than me. Like who would be the options? I guess
you know what coach I love
who
that actually is off the market now is Buzz Williams,
who Texas A&M
just left Virginia Tech to go to Texas A&M. Now this was rumored about months ago. Because I told you off air, he's from maybe 80 miles away.
He's from Texas.
College Station, yep. A Texas boy.
Former assistant.
Former assistant. Has coached, you know, some interesting places. Did what we thought was a lateral move going from Marquette to Virginia Tech. I think it's still an odd choice move at Texas A&M. Now, Texas A&M was in the Sweet 16 last year.
Yeah, but that's a lateral move. If you look from a basketball history and the current status, I think going from Virginia Tech, ACC, then you go to Big 12, or Texas A&M, they're in the SEC now. I mess that up sometimes. But my point is, I think, you know, ACC is the best conference.
And look what Virginia Tech...
In a way,
done Virginia Tech. They were then a missed alley-oop of sending Duke to overtime and potentially beating them, which they did earlier this year.
I'd argue it's a lateral move, but slightly less. It's a downgrade, slightly.
Program-wise. For those of you who watched the Duke-Virginia Tech game last week, Buzz Williams gave a halftime interview with Bonnie Bernstein. Was it Bonnie Bernstein? No. Shout out to Bonnie, my friend Bonnie, who used to work at CBS.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing these days.
She's doing some great things in the college ranks. But anyway, he gave a great interview.
Yeah.
Where he was like joking and he was funny and he asked if Nance was in the booth. He said, well, can we get Tony Romo in and have some NFL Sunday action?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was
that.
Funny. It was charming. It was like, this guy could probably recruit anyone.
Yeah.
And he's a good coach. So, like, to me, I think Buzz Williams is like the preeminent, for my money, Buzz Williams is one of the preeminent coaches in the country. I think you need a little personality in today's coaching recruiting. Calipari is one of the most, whether you like him or not, Bruce Pearl is one of the most charismatic. No one's talking about the allegations that Auburn has, you know, endured to get to the Final Four. Another reason, like UVA, is, as far as we know, running a clean system.
Nobody runs a clean system. Nobody. Who is running a clean college program?
UVA has taken all players outside of the top 50 in the last few years. I mean,
I don't trust anybody.
Kyle Guy, I think, is one of the highest rated guys. Funny story. Kyle Guy of UVA is getting married this summer.
That's a cuck move right there.
He's a junior in college.
Simp alert.
Here's the thing I think is interesting. I was talking to a buddy of mine. His wedding registry is out there, and people are buying it. Is this a gateway for boosters to pay players? You set up some sort of...
This is a fascinating idea.
So he says, I want a Vitamix, or I want like this or that.
I want a...
People pay him.
I want a 5-series Beamer.
Yeah. For my wife.
Yeah.
How do you...
Whoa. This is why we bring Tug on the show. Yeah. Tug has found a loophole. His wedding registry is a loophole for boosters to basically pay him in gifts?
Yeah, no, I don't know what the exact rules are, but like, could you then break up the engagement? And you still walk away with your Beamer and your Vitamix, and you
I'm
know.
I'm just picturing all these guys who come from like the projects who all suddenly start to get married at 18, and they all call off their wedding.
So one of my buddies looked
at
it.
Dude, this is a comedy.
Yeah. You, like an Amazon gift card on there.
We always come up with ideas.
I know. Well,
this is a movie. This is a Netflix movie right here.
Speaking of, Steven Soderbergh made a movie about the NBA and agenting with an iPhone. It came out this year. It's on Netflix. I think it was called... I'm gonna call it High Flying Bird. I think is the name of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch it because it's just really cool to see one of the best directors in the world make a movie with an iPhone. But let's hit him up. Let's talk about this. Like, the wedding. What's the wedding loophole?
The thusting is really going on here.
Real thusting.
I mean, you got this other script. You got Now We're Talking, which... Yep. Can the lawyers just... Can they just wrap this shit up?
We're trying, man. Listen, I'm... When we go to Minnesota and there's like all my dirt balls hanging with me, I'll put a tear in my beer.
When you meet with these lawyers who is present? Is Tug Coker or is Evil Tug there?
It's 100% Evil Tug. Evil Tug. Evil Tug works in private. That's me in private.
I'm just picturing all these documents that the lawyers are reading over for the fucking TV show, and you're just tearing them off like, Evil Tug will not accept this.
Oh, my God. I'll be so happy. The day I work on this every day, guys. Every day I work on this because I believe in the show.
But we talk about, too.
You know, so.
It's a great show.
Anyway.
We'll get there.
But Bruce Pearl obviously had some on the record problems. Chuck Person.
But hold on.
Chuck Person is going to jail.
Wait a second. I guess you know more about this than me. Bruce Pearl got in trouble at Tennessee. He's also done some shady shit at Auburn.
No. It was at Tennessee. But like, you know, it's like steroid user, you know? He did it. I'm going to look up Roger Sherman of The Ringer put up a tweet about the things that he had to go through.
Yeah, I follow him.
And we'll see if I'll look for it in a second. But basically, okay. it says all the allegations that Auburn has had to go through.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck Person probably going to jail for you know, giving money to players. And in the past 2 weeks, they beat Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky. So they're making moves. I think Bruce Pearl is actually a good coach, but you know, there are forces outside of our eyes.
Yeah, but again, then the bigger question is, again, let's look at the bigger problem. This whole system that's a facade with the NCAA. That's the problem. I feel like there's starting to be cracks. Like the bubble is starting to burst a little. I hope it does. I would love to see a completely transformed system, right, in the next 10 to 15 years. I don't know if that's a pipe dream or what, but this whole notion that you can't pay kids, that you can't have a free market capitalistic system, which we have for everything else in this country, but for some reason with this college and it's not a club sport, it's just, it's all bullshit. It's all total horseshit. And I don't exactly have a solution right now, but I know it needs to change.
I couldn't agree more. Right. I actually have no problem. You know, there's a, you know, Dan Wetzel's a good follow. I think I talked about this earlier on Yahoo, talking about this underbelly of the NCAA and how these coaches and these Adidas guys are going to jail for giving money to players. And I actually think it's...
Dude, think about that.
And the colleges are crying foul. The universities are saying we're the victims in this situation.
Dude, imagine that.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine going to jail.
Yeah.
Because you gave someone money to put a ball through a hoop. Just think about that. That's absurd as somebody going to jail for lighting a joint on the street. It's absolutely ludicrous. And the fact that more people aren't outraged about this is kind of ridiculous, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's just crazy that the people are getting in trouble for trying to give money to kids and families who need it.
It's completely ridiculous.
And the problem I have is that if, you know, and you might be right that all programs are dirty, but if some aren't dirty... It's the steroids versus non-steroids.
It's the baseball issue.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I've made my
contribution.
Opinion. Oh yeah, thank you. Contribution on YouTube. Calvin Pentland, shout out. Caps literally won last year. Didn't you say that?
I did say that.
Yeah.
I said they beat the Knights.
But thank you for the donation.
Yeah. They literally won last year, and they're the hottest team again. They started kind of slow, and now since the All-Star break, they're the hottest
team.
I'm saying repeat possibility.
Tug Coker is our official NHL correspondent.
No, you have one. She's where is she? Where has she been?
Actually, Alexis. Alexis actually texted me this week. You know, there's just so many sports
busy.
We can cover.
Yeah,
she's great, though. Yeah. She's killing the game. So
I'm just saying I'm not here to take her place. I know you already have one.
Well, we basically figured we have to discuss NFL and LeBron 90% of the time, and then we don't have time for the NHL.
Well, God, I mean, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to bring it up because I knew.
What's up?
You guys only talk about two topics on this show.
No, that's not true.
There's only two topics.
That's not true.
Dirtballs, back me up on this.
Oh!
We only talk about two topics on this show. And it's LeBron versus Michael And it's Eli versus Russell Wilson. That's the only thing.
No, no, we don't talk about Eli versus Russell Wilson. Although Russell wants a contract.
That's exactly right. There's some rumors out there that he might be the trade winds might be blowing.
For Dirty Sports content sake, I desperately want the New York Giants to trade for Russell Wilson.
That would be amazing.
I desperately want that. And then Prano's going to have to eat crows. He's going to have to root on Russell Wilson every week. I desperately want that.
That would be amazing. I would stop muting the show when you guys argue. And in my life, when we're together.
But he wouldn't argue. Then Prano would see firsthand, oh my God.
He's actually incredible. That is the best thing for this podcast. 100%.
Russell Wilson
needs to be traded to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
That's the best thing that could happen.
And it makes sense because I heard the rumor is that Sierra, how's it pronounced? I never know.
Sierra.
Sierra?
Yeah.
Wants
or
to,
Ciara. I honestly don't know.
She wants to go to New York. That's what the rumor has been for months. And Russell Wilson, while I love him as a quarterback, complete and utter cuck. So I feel like...
From Virginia. Shout out.
I mean, you know what happened with Golden Tate, right?
I am aware.
The rumor was that Golden Tate was banging his other wife. That's a cuck move right there. So I'm just saying, like, I want Russell Wilson traded to the Giants, and I will buy Prano a Russell Wilson jersey. Prano, but you know, I love Prano, but he's holding on to Eli. Like, what are your thoughts?
I mean, look, we talk about it at, you know, that's another thing we talk about a lot here, and I agree.
No, but I'm being serious. Like, we don't have to go to the Eli thing, but I'm saying, like, what are your thoughts? You're running the New York Giants.
Well,
Doug Coker.
Dave Gettleman has shown to me that he's not interested in analytics. I said this to Joe. Some of you guys know this. You said it last on the podcast. Joe and I had a wonderful night out last Thursday.
Yeah, I heard it was the greatest night of your life.
Regional semifinals.
Was it the greatest night of your life?
Well, Michigan lost, so it wasn't like a perfect night. They got absolutely destroyed by Texas Tech. But Virginia won, and I got to drink some beverages with Joe. And we had a blast. But we talked about the Giants, and like Dave Gettleman just doesn't care about he doesn't care about like forward thinking.
Yeah.
You know, he picked all the analytics guys say don't go running back. You know, Saquon is awesome. You know, I love Saquon, but you can't waste running backs' years. You know, Saquon is already one year done in his rookie deal, and they're going nowhere this year.
Well, I'm not. Here's my opinion. I'm not against them drafting Saquon. He's a once in a lifetime running back. And let's say he gives you, I agree with you, but let's say he gives you 5 or 6 amazing years is what they're going to need. They of course need to address the quarterback situation.
There's no doubt. But my point is, after year 4 or whatever, they got to repay Saquon. But not in the rookie deal.
Yeah.
So this is back to my rookie deal, you know, the theory that like you, once you start paying Saquon, you don't pay the linemen. You don't pay the other players. So, and we've all seen that the most disposable position is likely the running back position. So paying more for Saquon doesn't make sense for your team.
What do you think about what the Arizona Cardinals are doing? Because it's very interesting. We've never really seen this before where a team drafts a quarterback in the top 10. It looks like they're doing that, for the record, Kyler Murray, back-to-back years. So now they have Josh Rosen as trade bait. It's kind of an interesting move.
I think it's a very interesting move. I'm interested to see what they actually do. Now, if you look at the Vegas lines, by all accounts, it's going to be Kyler Murray. But, you know, one thing I think, there's a theory out there, and Mike Shanahan did it. Shout out to the Redskins fans out there and the Washington, D.C. Dirtballs. They drafted Robert Griffin III in the first round and Kirk Cousins in the third round that year.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that.
It actually worked out for them.
Yeah.
And some people say, like, you fill some positions and then you just start taking shots at quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, so...
And it's such a crapshoot at quarterback position.
Absolutely.
So tough to
pick. I actually still believe in Josh Rosen. I believed in him last year.
Yeah.
I've watched him since he was in high school. I think he's a good player, and I think with a good system. Now, I don't think going to the Giants, which is a thing I'm hearing as well.
Yeah.
I'm doing my Adam Schefter.
But old Shefty?
Yeah, a little Shefty. But I have
you know he's artificial intelligence, right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
It's 100% Dirty Sports fact that we've uncovered. Adam Schefter is not a real person.
Well, I think Schefter reported the three teams that are interested in him are the Giants, the Patriots, who are smart, and one other team, maybe the Dolphins or something like that. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's very interesting. I mean, what are the Cardinals going to do? Are they using this as, like, remember last year? No one was saying, although Baker was my favorite quarterback last year, no one was saying Baker to number one.
Yeah.
Until, like, the day of or the day before. It was always Darnold. Or Rosen, or maybe Allen. Allen wasn't really in the combination. The discussion.
Yeah,
but I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued too. It makes for a great storyline. Are you intrigued about what's going on with the AAF suspending operations?
I'm sad.
Is it American Alliance Football?
You just tell me. Just tell me what the name is. I have no idea.
The WWE
American Association Alliance. I think there's an alliance in there.
There's an alliance
there was,
in there.
Well, there was an alliance. They're not aligned anymore.
There was a Rebel Alliance. This is some Star Wars shit. Yeah. The Rebel Alliance has been broken up by the Dark Sith.
The Death Star won that one.
The Dark Sith has won. So now we're on to round two.
Imagine the start of Star Wars where they come in and they're on the ship or whatever. And then what's his name? Who's the main guy?
Darth Vader?
Darth Vader just wins. That's the AAF.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie is 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
We don't ever meet Luke Skywalker.
No. Never see him.
Yeah. We don't meet Han Solo.
Never meet him. He comes in.
He blows up every planet.
He sees Princess Leia.
Blows up Tatooine.
Yeah.
And the movie's over.
It's over. That's the AAF.
That's AAF is
the first. The AAF, that's what it is.
There's our title, I think.
It's something to do with Star Wars. By the way, I rewatched the latest Star Wars this week. I had to. You know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Did you know that? I had to dissect it more.
Did you see Solo?
I did. I like Solo.
I haven't seen it yet.
I liked Solo. I just, as a guy who has been a loyal, diehard Star Wars fan since I was three, it just crushes me when they whore out this content. It's my same opinion on the superhero movies. If I eat ice cream every day, it's not good. Yeah, but Hollywood's just like, yeah, more.
No, I agree.
Disney's like, yeah.
I agree. You know, what's interesting, and I think, as a person who tries to create stuff, it's incredible that when people can create a new mythology,
yeah,
a new story. And in our lifetime, there's only been a handful of people to ever do it. And George Lucas created a new world and story that people are absolutely in love with. And J.K. Rowling is the other one. I mean, Harry Potter is like, I went to a park on Sunday and people were playing Quidditch.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
They're like eight, but I mean, like, they're adult people that play Quidditch too.
You know, I've never read a Harry Potter book or seen a Harry Potter movie.
Because
I get laid. Oh my God. You see me in the camera? I get laid.
Dude, that's the wrong take because you're a Star Wars nerd.
I know.
What are you talking about?
And I still get laid.
What are you
guys,
talking
have you did
about?
You see me on? Did you see me on Steve Harvey? My one-liners are hot fire.
The lines look pretty fresh still.
Oh, on Harvey's
on
show.
On Harvey, yeah.
That was a debate. Quick little nugget. I did not share this on the Dent Report.
Okay, good.
There was a debate with the producers. I said I have lines in my hair. They needed me to send pictures and video to confirm if I needed to get a haircut before I went in for the taping. So Trippy got his lines on there. So here was the problem. It was a crisis moment. Trippy was not at the barbershop. So I'm texting Trippy. I'm like, yo, dude, I might have to go on Steve Harvey tomorrow. I might need to trim up my hair. And he's like, yo, man, I'm not there, bro. But he's like, I got my boy who might be able to do it. I'll explain to him. You got to go on TV tomorrow. It was a huge ordeal. And then finally, they okayed the lines.
They came out looking good.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Everyone's got to check that out. It's a lot of fun.
I appreciate that.
And that's like one of your, it's like only your, you know, a handful of times you've been working in on the television space. I mean, you did Now We're Talking.
I don't have much TV experience. Yet. But I'll tell you what. I have a feeling.
It's coming.
I you know what's funny, Tug? You taste it.
Oh yeah.
As a guy.
Nobody knows better than me.
As a guy who's been a, you know, everything from The Office to a reptile wrangler on
Yeah, everyone go check out the... I want to shout out...
give some love. Give some Dirtball, a lot of Dirtball love this episode. Dude,
amazing. Amazing. I mean, I was trying to say... Oh, Henry Dottola. I hope I'm saying his name right. He found this on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Somewhere. Henry was great. Yeah. It was a great tweet.
Found it first. Shout out. I asked for it to be blown up because it's really amazing work. I mean, everyone's talking about Joaquin Phoenix as a great actor.
Yeah.
Go watch my little segment on Hannah Montana. I think there's more somewhere. I think I did one more scene. I hope to God I did one more scene. And also, shout out to Charlie Ryan for blowing it up, making it look nice.
Charlie's amazing.
Go check out my work on my Twitter feed.
That took some effort.
Yeah.
It took some effort. Shout out to Henry for finding out. It really took some effort to find Tug's line.
And when you're a journeyman actor like myself, you know.
Journeyman actor.
You know, you're a veteran.
Who would be? Are you the Ryan Fitzpatricks of actors?
God, I wish. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick gets paid so much. I'm like.
Who are you? Like, give me an NBA player. Are you the Brian Cardinal of actors?
I might be the Brian Cardinal. I might be the Brian Cardinal.
Is that a good comp? Is that a good comp?
I'm trying to improve that comp.
I'm trying to improve it somehow. Can we get a Photoshop?
No. Of all you Purdue fans out there.
Doug Coker.
I want to be wearing knee braces.
On Brian Cardinal's body. How many teams did he play for? He ended with. I think he won a ring with Dallas.
Is that right? He did. I think you're right. Speaking of like Brian Cardinal's not that far from Nick Collison got his jersey retired.
By the Thunder. Wild.
Now, I'm curious as to know, maybe people know more about that than me, but like, is that just because he's an awesome guy? He's like one of the first draft picks by the Thunder? Because we all know he wasn't like...
It's got to be.
Didn't put a dent in the league, really. No pun intended for Andy, but...
Too soon.
But it was a very curious choice. The one jersey retired by the Raptors, you look up in the Raptors and it's Nick Collison. I just think that's...
Yeah. By the way, some breaking news, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
We have a confirmation that Joe Prano, my co-host, is alive. He's in the comment section on YouTube. It says, Alaska update. Anchorage sucks. He says, weather is fine. People are gross, but it's basically a truck stop of a city. Poor Prano.
Why are people gross? No, poor. Is it Juneau or Anchorage? Where is he? Anchorage?
He's in Anchorage.
He's got to figure out a way to love it. I don't know. Alaska can be great.
You got to have sex.
Joe's embittered right now. You know, he's going, you know, he probably, you know, has some separation anxiety from the great time we had together last week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
I think he should have sex with the grossest woman he can find. That's my advice. That's what Andy Ruther. You got to think, Joe Prano, what would Andy Ruther do?
Yeah.
Do it for the story.
When you're depressed, it's always what would Andy Ruther do?
And then do the exact opposite.
Oh, you can stanza it.
Well, we're talking Thunder. That's a good segue to talk Russell Westbrook.
Very good segue, actually.
Way to do that, Tug. I see what you were doing there.
Thank you.
Russell Westbrook went off last night. He becomes the second player behind, I believe, Wilt Chamberlain to go 20-20-20 on a triple-double against the Lakers D-League team.
He did it for Nipsey. So shout out Nipsey Hussle, RIP.
Yeah. Can I make a comment? I don't know though about the Nipsey thing.
I will not respond to any comment other than it's obviously sad.
Grown man, you call yourself Nipsey? I'm just saying.
Well, everyone's got a name. Everyone's got a brand. That's his.
But Nipsey?
Well, you know who Nipsey Russell is, right? It was like a comedian in the 70s. He's playing off that.
I don't know, but Nipsey. When I think Nipsey, I don't know. I don't know.
I say we let that one go. Bring that up with Joe.
You're like,
back.
Ruther, let that one lie.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything bad.
No, you're not. You're not. You're just questioning the name of choice. Yeah.
The name.
No,
that's all I'm doing, guys. I'm not dissing the person. I don't know anything about Nipsey. But for some reason, I kept thinking, everybody in the club getting Nipsey, even though, you know, that wasn't his song. It was Tipsy. Was I the only one thinking that?
It also wasn't his song.
Yeah, it was Jaquan's.
Just so we're clear. Yeah.
Shout out to St. Louis rapper Jaquan.
A little bit of some power coming out of the St. Louis rap scene. Jaquan, Nelly.
Bro, I've said this before. When I lived there, we did this like recently on a recent episode. When I was in St. Louis, some have said I brought the St. Louis rap scene to life. When I moved there to go to college at St. Louis University as an undergrad, Nelly blew up, Jaquan, Chingy, the St. Lunatics. I'm just saying, all within like a 3 or 4 year span. Some say I spurred that.
I mean, you were dirty sports bumping before there was a dirty sports.
Fun fact, I actually tutored a girl who Jaquan's... I tutored a girl whose older sister got knocked up by Jaquan.
That poor girl.
Yeah.
To be tutored by you.
Oh, do you know that's what I did?
Like in, what subject?
Basically, an after-school program.
Okay.
I went into some rough areas. That's what I did for work all in college. Mm-hmm. And I worked with inner-city kids, like after-school programs, tutoring.
That's cool.
I taught them how to shoot free throws.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, that's important.
Billiken style.
Yeah.
That's cool. Can we talk about Westbrook? Because I know you're, I heard a little bit of shade when you're like the D League. I'm a Russell Westbrook guy. Like I'm a huge fan of Russell Westbrook. He's one of my favorite players in the league. Now I know he's got a thing. You know, he's got things going on, but I just find him very watchable.
Here's my thing about Russell Westbrook. I'm gonna pull up the box score.
Yep.
Mr. Coker.
Yep.
I'm not anti Russell Westbrook for the record. I'm just saying he went 20-20-20 against a Lakers team that had Mo Wagner starting, no Kyle Kuzma, no LeBron James, no Lonzo Ball, of course. I'm saying a lot of guys weren't out there.
No Magic Johnson.
No Magic Johnson. No James Worthy.
No Shaq.
No Shaq. This is the stat line for Russell Westbrook during the game. He was 8 of 23. 2 of 9 from three-point range. I'm just saying, he was 8 of 23. Are we going to value that 20-20-20 as high?
Well, you know, look. You kind of know what you're getting with
You know what percentage that is shooting? Yeah, it's a 28%.
Yeah.
Shooting from the field.
Look, I think we all know what Russ is by now, right? This is year 10 or 11 in the league. You know that he takes some ill-advised shots. That's a problem. But one thing you know, everyone says this from the first day you play sports to your last. It's like what you can always control your effort. The dude got 20 rebounds as a guard.
Yeah.
20 assists. I mean, yeah. The problem with Russell is not. It's is it when a crunch time comes, can he trust people? Can he trust Durant, you know, instead of taking the ill-advised low percentage shot in the crunch time, can he trust Paul George, who for the first half of the year was, you know, top five MVP candidate?
Yeah.
The problem with the Thunder, I think, is I still don't quite know if Billy Donovan is a great NBA coach. I think that's a problem. So, and also, we've seen a free fall. They were a three or four seed. Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Here's the
thing,
though.
They're an 8 seed now.
They're an 8 seed, but you have to say, the idea of the Warriors playing the Thunder in a first round matchup is very intriguing.
Very, very intriguing. I think obviously, the Thunder played. The Warriors played the Nuggets last night and just toyed with them. You know, this was a battle for home court advantage, and Durant got ejected. You know, the Warriors. There was an absolute beatdown. The Warriors don't care about anybody else. That's why, for me, it'd be fun to watch the Nuggets play. Because the alternative, if I'm looking at the standings right now. The Thunder are the 8 seed. The Spurs are the 7. And the Clippers are the 6. Like, the Clippers and the Spurs, like, do we really want to watch them? Like, do we really care that much? Like,
no.
Like, I'd like to see OKC play Denver and beat them, and then have like an OKC Houston second round. To me, that's like more compelling. So like, why don't the Warriors just take out the Spurs? It's either going to be the Spurs or the Thunder. So I'd rather see the Warriors Spurs, because I just don't really LaMarcus Aldridge doesn't really get me excited.
Yeah,
you know. So let's get it out of the way now. Do you hear what I'm saying?
But do you see the Warriors? How many games you think the Warriors would sweep the Thunder?
I probably give the Thunder
one game,
one maybe two games.
Okay,
but you know they're just not playing great right now.
But you know, you said you like Russell Westbrook. Let's go back to him for a minute.
Yeah.
How much better does he make players around him? I think that's the question, right? Because at the end of the day, you got to win playoff series.
Yeah.
They didn't win any last year, did they? Or did they
No,
win?
I lost a couple $100 bet to a buddy thinking that they would be.
Who'd they play, the Jazz?
The Jazz, yeah.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You got some pieces around you. It's not like you got, I'm not saying they have the best pieces, but he's got Paul George. You know, Steven Adams is good for his role. Yeah. I'm just saying he's had Kevin Durant.
Schroeder is pretty good. They're not going to win a series when they have to when they play Golden State.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
so who's this moron is my question. They haven't had the best coaching. I'll give Russell Westbrook, or you know, I'll give him that. You know, I didn't think,
I mean, it's a hard, it's like look are you, hard are league. You watching the Warrior, are you watching Russ? If I'm a GM, are there people that I want to take at a point guard position before Russell Westbrook? Yeah, probably. But as a fan of basketball,
yeah,
I like watching people that are doing things that I'll never see again. I mean, I will say, my dad grew up talking about how Oscar Robertson was the last guy to do it, make a triple-double in the NBA, and Russell Wilson, Westbrook's about to do it 3 years in a row, and we don't care.
Those old guys, my old man too.
Yeah.
Those guys love, because you know, he played in
the
Cincinnati.
Big O, of course.
My dad would be like, I used to go to Cincinnati Royals games. You'd see Oscar Robertson play.
And so it was like a, you know, a wasteland of triple doubles. And then all of a sudden, you know, Russell Westbrook does it, averages for a season.
But the triple double has basically made a comeback in general.
I think because he's done it. I think if you still look in the league, you're not seeing it all the time.
You're not seeing it all the time, but you're seeing it more frequently.
I think he's made it very common. I mean, I just enjoy watching because he's such a freak athlete. He's just so special athletically.
No, he's great to watch.
To me, it's like, and I also think he's pretty. You know, obviously there's a run in Utah, but I've been going on this trip a little bit earlier. I was not a very good sport. Like, I was a jerk when I played sports, and that's
you were evil tug.
I was evil tug. I was full on evil tug when I was an athlete.
Like, what type of things did Evil Tug do?
I mean, I
I can't see you being too bad.
I called the ref in high school a bitch.
Definitely couldn't do that on Hannah Montana.
Yeah, no. I got my coach had to sit me out a game because I threw a basketball like another opposing player.
At his head?
I think he was turned around, but like he was
evil tug.
Yeah, he wasn't. I was justified in my head.
Is it true that during the scene off air when you were the reptile wrangler, you took a rattlesnake and threw it at a child?
That's true. It's 100% fact.
Evil tug. Yeah,
evil tug. Let me get that. I'm gonna clip this. Evil tug.
Evil tug.
Evil Tug.
But Evil Tug sounds like a girl. It's like Evil Tug, where she's like really into it.
But I've as I watch players who are better than I could ever dream of being, I want to gravitate towards. And this is a question I actually wanted to ask. This is going to sound, you know, stay with me on this. But we as fans,
yeah,
get buy into, like, why are we fans of Xavier basketball, and why are we fans of, you know, whoever we like, Virginia basketball, Michigan basketball? Is it because of the coach? Like, if you like Duke, if Coach K leaves, are you no longer a fan of Duke, or do you just brand it in because now we're doing one and duns? So why do you care about you don't invest in the players?
You're investing in the team.
It's the team.
Yeah,
but I think the NBA is different to me. Like, I'm watching.
You're right.
I'm watching guys like Giannis, like star-driven guys.
You make a great point. You are right. The NBA, here's what the NBA has done. They've done a brilliant job, and they basically started it with Michael Jordan. They've done a brilliant job of marketing the player, because I agree with you. I'm the same way. I love watching certain guys play. That's why I don't understand some of the old heads who like want to shit on this new version of basketball, or whatever you want to call it, the current version, right? It's like, when I watch Steph Curry, I'm like, holy shit. When I watch, like, the Warriors, how quickly they get down the court, just a couple quick passes, how quickly they shoot, you know, like, Klay Thompson, boom, the quick release, it's in. Steph Curry pulling up from 35 feet, in. Russell Westbrook, how quick he is. James Harden, how quick he is. Like, I love watching that. I agree with you. They're freaks. It's absolutely amazing to watch.
So I'm wondering, like, in the next, let's say, our lifetime, right? Like, people, because loyalty is in a muddy place, right? Everyone's sort of brand, everyone's about brands, and everyone's in this sort of, like, the loyalty has gone away. I remember when, you know, when you and I were growing up, music, like, you, people were called sellouts when you put your money in commercials. Now it's just a way to make money. I'm wondering if, like, for instance, Giannis and the Bucks. Like, I saw him do, like, this really cool interview where, like, a kid drew something for him and he stood up and gave her a hug.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's the guy I want to root for.
Yeah.
Like, do I care about Kyrie, who's on the Celtics, the team that I root for?
Yeah.
Who is, you know, making some questionable leadership choices.
Sure.
Flat earthing comments. But I'm branding myself into the Celtics. Or do I want to go root for the dude who just seems like an awesome guy?
Well,
like,
why don't I
root for this dude?
I think the answer to your question is you can root for your team, but you can also root for players. Does that make any sense?
I'm wondering if I just want to abandon that now and just start rooting for guys I think are awesome. And when they retire, I'm like, I'm going to find some other guy. Like Mike Trout. Do you see this video of Mike Trout giving some kid, I think, maybe he had some...
I didn't see
some
it.
Disability.
Okay.
And he just dapped him up and made him feel like the best kid in the world. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I don't want to care about anybody else. I'm rooting for Mike Trout because he seems like
he's a good dude. He's a good dude. Yeah.
I don't know. It made me question. And the same thing with to circle back to UVA basketball, right? Like, I wasn't a very good sport. I have regrets in that. But I watched guys like the kid from Purdue and Diakite at overtime.
Yeah.
They're smiling and like dapping each other up. Like, that's unbelievable. Can you believe this? Like,
do you think the kid from Purdue, what was better? His performance?
Carson Edwards, right?
Yeah. Was Edwards' performance better, or was the Japanese barbecue that I ate on my date better? In Beverly Hills. What was the name of that restaurant? It's a chain. You would know.
Oh, P.F. Chang's.
No, it's not P.F. Chang's. Caillou Gagu?
Don't know.
Am I just doing baby talk now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So my point is, I remember when I played basketball, like, you know, for all the other basketball players out there, like, one of my moves was I would get the ball out of the net, like an and-one or a foul, and I would always just hand it to the other player. Like, it was just like a sign of disrespect.
And then call them a bitch.
I did, and I called them a bitch, and I pushed them.
What'd your parents think when you called the dude a bitch? Did you get reprimanded for that?
I had to sit out again. I mean, it was against a really good team. I had to sit out that game. I couldn't even sit with the team. I had to sit on the bench. It was just, I don't know, man.
At least we know where Evil Talk came
played
from.
Played tennis. I used to chuck my racket. I used to yell at my, you know, curse at my mom. It was just, yeah, Evil Talk was always lurking. He just came out during Hannah Montana.
You channeled Evil Talk when you did that audition, I bet.
I did. I think I was offered that, just to be clear.
That was a fake goatee, by the way, right?
No, that was 100% real.
You had a real goatee?
Yeah. Well, for the show. I think I was offered one of my handful of offers for the show. And that was, like I said, I told you before, Larry David had just done an episode of Hannah Montana. So when they asked me if I wanted to do it, I said, well, if it's good enough for Larry David, you know, I'm doing it. I told you guys recently, some guy hit me up, DM'd me on Instagram saying, could I get a signed Hannah Montana script used? And I was like, I don't know how to get that for you, bud. But they're out there. They're fans.
A dirtball hit you up about that?
No. It wasn't a dirtball. It was just some other guy.
Oh, somebody who's a Hannah Montana fan.
Correct.
Wanted a signed script.
Yeah, used script. Like, I couldn't just go print out my PDF.
That guy doesn't get laid. Jesus.
Watching Harry Potter and
Hannah
Montana.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He wanted a signed Hannah Montana script?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? To each his own, right? Yeah. But dear God, bro. Come on.
Before we button up on NBA, I know Prano's an NBA guy, so I'll ask him again in a week. Any teams you want to predict coming out of this? But I mean, it's Warriors in the West.
Yeah.
It looks like Bucks will be the one seed.
I know who I'm rooting for.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Bucks.
I mean, I just basically dispelled why I'm a huge Giannis guy.
Because of what you're saying. Yeah. I love watching Giannis play.
Brogdon's awesome. He went to UVA. Like, awesome dude. Like, you know, Eric Bledsoe is probably not my favorite.
I like the smaller market.
Like, yeah, the small market's cool.
As a guy being from, you know, a small market, I it's cool to root for Milwaukee. They don't have anything else there but cheese and beer, you know, so it's good to root for them. Same way I rooted for the Brewers.
Yeah, Brewers.
Not Ruby. You know, the Brewers are in the Reds division. But do you know what? You guys know what I mean. Like, obviously, I'm a Reds fan. But, like, when it came to the playoffs, it's like, oh, it'd be cool to see the Brewers go to the World Series. Kind of like it'd be cool to see the Bucks go to the NBA Finals. Although Toronto's interesting, too. The Drake factor does not help their cause.
You believe in this? Oh, just overall,
I don't hate Drake. Yeah. Like, Prino is a unabashed, like, he can't stand his music. Like, I'm not that far, but my opinion is, like, he's just like a joke. Like, he's too much of a character.
Can we do a quick YouTube poll on thumbs up or down on Drake? I'm curious about what the younger generation thinks of Drake.
Yeah.
So, you know, just type in there real quick if you guys are, if people are into Drake or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What are the 20 people watching this think? Do you guys think, are you in or out on Drake? As a rapper, as an actor, just a rapper?
I think rapper.
As a rapper.
Yeah, musician.
Yeah.
But I like Marc Gasol. I'm into Marc Gasol as a player. I'm a big fan. So, you know, I would be excited if they were to make it. I think it'd be fun to have Kawhi back in the championship game.
Although Philly'd be an interesting storyline too.
Yeah, I still
there's don't a quite, lot of good stories. To me, the East is way more intriguing than the West.
Very compelling.
It's very compelling.
What if Blake upsets? People forget Blake Griffin's even in the league, right?
I do.
100% forget.
I literally forgot until you reminded me.
Yeah, it's weird how the Pistons are a non-entity, but they're the sixth.
What's
seed.
That like going from Los Angeles to Detroit? What's the equivalent?
He's played. It's the equivalent of going on Dirty Sports to Dent Report.
Whoa!
That's
whoa.
Evil tongue. Evil tongue.
Evil tongue. Oh snap!
Oh, just a joke.
Can I rescind that invite to Dent Report?
No, I want it. I need it.
You need it?
Yeah, I need it.
But we're waiting.
Of course.
We're sitting on it.
Yes, of course, because I got great stories to tell.
You have to follow some people. I think my boy Lance Bass is coming back on.
Really?
To talk about his documentary.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So it sounds like we both kind of are in agreement. Are we kind of rooting for the Bucks?
If the Celtics don't get there.
Yeah.
Which has been a dysfunctional year, hard year to root for the Celtics. I know there's some Celtics dirtballs out there. It's been a tough year to root for this team. They lose to bad teams. They get motivated on select nights. You know, Al Horford needs to be more of a leader. Maybe Kyrie just kind of take a little back seat. What's the
sorry,
list?
I'm laughing, but you asked for YouTube to comment on the Drake situation. I'm seeing some comments. They're flooding.
Okay, that's cool.
I love it. Let's see here. What do you guys think about Drake? Drake was great on Degrassi. Not a fan of his music. That's Benangi. Thumbs down, Maniacal Mitch. MM Maxi 14, he's in. Good on Degrassi. I love this comment from Benangi. Drake needs to bring the wheelchair back. No one in rap has ever done it, and he would seem more hardcore.
That's an interesting take.
I love that take. Although now Zach is saying 2 Chainz did it.
2 Chainz did the wheelchair?
Well, really? What are we talking about doing the wheelchair? Like, he's in a wheelchair in his rap videos? Do you know how offended the handicapped fucking people would be? I don't even think you could say handicapped. I think Dirty Sports has just been cut for saying handicapped. Disabled? I don't even know what you could say anymore.
I say disabled.
Disabled?
Yeah. Or, I don't know. Yeah, it's...
Standing challenged? Yep. Leg challenged. What can you say anymore? I love that though. Maybe that should be my new thing. Next time I go on Steve Harvey, I'm wheeling out in a wheelchair.
It's Paul Pierce. They call that the Paul Pierce.
I think that's what I should do. I should become the wheelchair comic. I need a boost to my career.
We'll find it.
Okay, Tug. Real quick thing before we wrap up the NBA talk. Can I bring up these odds for the next Lakers head coach?
Yeah, actually, I was interested in this.
It's pretty wild. So the next Lakers head coach, I'll put it on the big screen for you. The next Lakers head coach, the number one Vegas betting odd is going to surprise you. I'm not going to plug this site because they're not a sponsor, but dude, look at these odds. The Why is it not showing?
Ty Lue's number one. Is that
no,
what
you're it's saying? Not Ty Lue. It's covering up.
Oh, not Jason Kidd.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
A current.
Oh, Juwan Howard.
A current site has Juwan Howard currently at 4-1.
That's really interesting.
As the next Los Angeles Lakers head coach. Then you have Ty Lue and Luke Walton at 7-1. Tom Thibodeau at 15-2. Jason Kidd at 9-1. Jerry Stackhouse at 10-1. And those are your top five. Juwan Howard. Does that mean they know something that we don't know? Former Miami Heat teammate Juwan Howard?
That's 100% right. I mean, if Juwan Howard, it seems to me, if Juwan Howard becomes the next coach of the Lakers, then LeBron's running the team.
100%.
You know, I don't understand the incentive, because he's never coached a head coach before.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty Lue seems like, Ty Lue is a former Laker. He's a former world champion Laker. He's a former stepped over by Allen Iverson.
That's by far his best accomplishment.
By far.
Not winning a title, not coaching a title.
Yep.
Getting stepped over. Yep.
Hall of Fame moment. Luke Walton. There's no planet on Earth. That's my Rutherism of the day. There's no way I see Luke Walton wanting to come back.
There's no way.
I mean, why would I want to come back to this? I'll just go coach, the Orlando Magic. Actually, not too bad. Thibodeau, I just don't see is 15-2. Guys who can't see it. LeBron does not want to play for Tom Thibodeau.
No,
he destroys his players. I just don't see that happening.
Jason Kidd, Jerry Stackhouse.
Stackhouse, to me, from what I hear, Stackhouse is like a good coaching prospect.
Where's he at right now?
I'm not sure exactly where he is. Someone needs to remind me, but he coached in the G League, had some success. He's going to get an opportunity.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting to me. Derek Fisher.
Come on. Get out of here with that fish talk.
I don't think that'll ever happen. Fizdale is trying to make New York work. Mark Jackson?
No.
Too paranoid, I feel like.
Yeah.
Those things will clash. Brian Shaw is interesting to me. I feel like there was going to be an interesting debate between the Magic, Laker ties and the LeBron ties.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see who it's going to be.
Yeah.
Maybe David Platt. David Blatt? David Platt is a musical theater producer. David Blatt.
Yeah.
Is a former coach.
I think he's coaching in Israel again.
Is he back there? Winning championships, probably.
Yeah. Winning titles.
I have no idea. Miles Simon is 20-1. Miles Simon, I watched Lakers games, and he sits in the second row as an assistant coach, and no one daps him up. LeBron doesn't even look him in the eye. I cannot see a 20-1. That's just giving money away. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. You know why they should get Juwan Howard as the next coach? Because he's always had a finely groomed goatee, and I've heard my inside sources tell me he uses Harry's razors.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's a shame that Harry's razors were not around when you did your amazing goatee on Hannah Montana.
I definitely would have used it.
You definitely would have used Harry's razors. Dirtballs, you need to hop on Harry's razors. Guess why? 10 million people have used Harry's. That's a lot of people, guys. They're doing something right. You can claim your trial offer right now by going to harrys.com/dirty. I'm going to be using Harry's tomorrow. I absolutely love their blades. I'm not just saying that. They have that extra fifth blade, which has kept me looking extra fresh. So get that $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, that weighted ergonomic handle, that five-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade that I was just talking about, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Listeners of Dirty Sports can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/dirty. So make sure you go to harrys.com/dirty to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to support the show. And again, if you send me a screenshot of using harrys.com/dirty, I will send you two Dirty Sports koozies. Okay, you want to move on to some baseball talk?
I do. I want to give a quick shout out to Prano. Because I've been able to come on the show a couple times this year.
Yeah.
And that's due almost on 100% part to the momentum and success he's having in the comedy world.
He's killing the game.
So shout out to Joe. Make sure everybody's following his travails in Alaska, although he hates it right now.
He's not a fan.
But thanks for letting me, keep your seat warm, and I'll see you at the bar when you come back.
I'll tell you what, you guys... you guys are a nice little 1-2 combo for me. And you guys both, of course, make my job easier. So thank you to both of you. You slide in nicely, Ted.
We had some fun. We had some fun together. The live March Madness was pretty great. I was
Joe and I couldn't stop laughing because we both on and off camera were making a lot of jokes how like it was like a heroin addiction for you. Like we were like, Freno made a joke to me. He's like, Tug got that taste of that live stuff. He got that taste. He wants more.
Well, this is fun. You know, it's fun.
It is
it's
fun.
Something I've always wanted to do.
It is fun.
And I, you know, look. I'm an adult with two kids, and I have an excuse to watch 16 basketball games in one day and talk about them with your friends is like what
it is fun.
What excuse is that? Thank you again, wife.
You had a great list because you texted me after the first day or after the second day, whenever it was. You had a list of all these events we should do live.
Well, I thought that there's always a fun. The NBA playoffs always starts with four games on that Saturday or Sunday, your choice.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun. You know, the BCS semifinals, I think, would be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You said you want to do the Masters solo. Just kick me out of my apartment.
I'll do Masters solo. I'm willing to do Masters. I might just start my own YouTube and just do Masters solo. But also, like, I mean, I don't love baseball, but like as much as you guys do. But like opening day, I think it would be a great thing for you guys to do, just to watching games.
You know what I did? When I returned that third TV to Costco, it was pretty funny.
How'd that go?
It went great.
It's just their policy. It's so good.
Dude, the best policy ever. But she goes, was anything wrong with the TV? I go, no, just didn't want it. And I want to be like, don't watch my YouTube channel. Because you might know that I just duped you guys. But the truth is, I am, you now got me motivated to add a third TV to my wall.
I think it's smart.
You, right? Like, we need to make this happen.
I think you should definitely make that happen.
Right? We need a third TV.
It was a blast. I mean, I watched a couple minutes of the live version because I'm putting together this little video for you. But when Max was on, and Max, you know, Max is a little, we got into it a little bit, Max and I did.
Oh, yeah. You and Max, there's a lot of potential there.
I'm so glad he's over 21 when you guys gave him that shot. Right? He was over 21.
Yeah, he was over 21. We're not breaking laws on film.
No, no.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
No, not smart.
No.
It would be very dirty sports, though.
It would be very dirty sports. Which, ironic, is he'd be drinking against Aaron, who is training to be a lawyer. So there'd be a lot of layers
to that. His counsel is on premise. I mean, it is interesting.
Aaron is like basically our dirty sports legal correspondent.
Aaron gets disbarred because of underage drinking.
Unbelievable.
The smut studio.
So Bryce Harper made his return to D.C. yesterday.
Yep.
I think we might have a new rivalry here, maybe. A rivalry better ignited?
It's definitely reignited.
Right? Phillies, Nats?
I mean, there's a lot of Phillies fans travel down the game. And
I saw that.
He's pitching, you know, he's playing against Scherzer, you know, still one of the best in the game. And he got, you know, he ended up going 3-for-5.
He dropped a bomb.
Absolute bomb.
Bomb.
Two doubles. Struck out in the first, so people were kind of like super excited. But he was equally excited when he got his comeuppance. I mean, you saw
the bat flip.
The bat flip was egregious.
Yeah.
The double, you know, he was on second.
What's your take on bat flips?
I like him.
Prano's very old school.
I like him.
I'm not old school. No, I don't care.
I'm into it. The pitcher should chill out. Like, I don't think they should be offended by that in any way.
Yeah.
There's way more strikeouts than there are home runs.
Yeah.
So just, to me, it's like, I think it's like actually should be encouraged behind the scenes by
more bat flips.
Rob Manfred. Yeah. More.
Like how they do it in Asia. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
The Japanese and Korean backflips?
Yeah.
Those dudes are out of control. I love it.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, Bryce Harper, the next 13 years, he's going to be in Philly and the Nets. The Nets were not happy. There's a lot of, and I wouldn't say cuck jerseys, but you did see a lot of jerseys with the lettering rearranged and Bryce Harper jerseys. I'm sure you saw that. A lot of taped over names. Funny start to the year. I mean, the Mariners are leading the AL.
I was going to say the Mariners are hot, 7-1.
Destroyed the Red Sox early on in the year.
The Red Sox are off to an awful start. The Angels have the full Andy Ruther curse. I said they'll make it to the World Series. I don't know that much about baseball. They're 1-5. The Mets and Phillies are both off to a good start at 4-1. My Reds suck. Like Reds, I've actually watched. Shout out to Miliano for giving me his MLB password.
Wow, shout out for real.
Yeah, so I've been watching my Reds They can't hit. The one thing the Reds had was hitting all last year. They had no pitching. Now this year, through five games, they've only given up 17 runs, and they've only scored 11 runs. So they can't hit now, and they're actually pitching better. So I don't know. It's early. I know people say it, but it really is a long year.
Yeah, it's absolute slog.
162 games. It's so long. Like, these ball players, I always think about that grind. Can you imagine doing 162 games?
You can when you're getting paid millions of dollars guaranteed.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier.
I guess so.
I mean,
I would love to see the, you know what would be an interesting, and I don't know how you'd even do it. I'd love to see the average time that baseball players sleep on an airplane.
That is interesting to me.
Right? Like yeah. How many hours out of the week is the average Major League Baseball player sleeping on a plane?
A lot. I think the sleeping analysis has like grown exponentially in the last 10 years. Now, every athlete who really cares about the body is like, you look at the baseball players from years ago. You know, there's a picture of these guys with cigarettes in their mouth.
It's John Kruk.
Yeah. The crux of the world. And now everyone's like all about taking the care of the body. Everyone's sleeping in every opportunity now.
How many hours of sleep are you getting?
Not nearly enough.
Yeah.
I'm not nearly enough.
I'm making sure, you know, this whole marathon around the corner, the second marathon, I got to make sure I sleep.
Yeah. I sleep with my almost 5-month-old in my room right now, and it's just, that's not smart. It's stupid. It's stupid.
I mean, that dad life, bro.
I'm full on that dad life. That's why I'm so pumped to do 12 hours of March Madness.
Yeah.
That's why I'm pumped to go to the Final Four.
You're going to be Will Ferrell in Old School callback.
I will be. We're
going streaking.
I will be.
That's what you're going to do. That's great, though, man. Like, who's your team then? I forget. Who's your baseball team?
Well, it's tough because I did grow up a Tigers fan. And
I'm sorry. We got Michigan. We got UVA. Know.
We've talked about this before.
We got Celtics. We got Cowboys, and now we have the Detroit Tigers.
Well, it's part of the when I lived in Michigan.
Yeah,
you know, I fell in love with
what was that Old Comerica. What was the name of that park?
Tiger Stadium. Yeah,
they're Comerica now.
Yeah,
yeah, messing up.
But like, I was a big Alan Trammell, big Lou Whitaker duo.
Cecil Fielder.
But Alan Trammell was always my guy. And then, you know, they won in 84.
Yeah.
And they kind of just got bad. And my story is, like, I moved to Boston in 02.
That's right.
And you just kind of get into the Red Sox.
You saw Pedro toss.
I saw Pedro toss Don Zimmer.
Yeah.
From right field. And then they lost game 7. And I was just like, I just was never a Yankees guy. Like, I was always a Greg Maddux fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just had trouble beating the Yankees. I just didn't really like the Yankees. And so
most racist fans, Prano claims it.
I never witnessed it when I was there, but I'm, you know, you hear all the accounts.
You never saw anything?
No.
Not once?
No.
Interesting.
But I'm also a white dude. I mean, why are they going to say stuff, you know?
But you never saw somebody saying something?
I did not.
Gotcha.
I did not.
Yeah. I get that they wouldn't say it towards you.
Yeah. Like I was.
Plus, nobody wants to invoke Evil Tug.
No one wants to mess with Evil Tug.
I think you have to go as Evil Tug for Halloween. I mean, you have kids. I assume you probably dress up.
100%.
So you have to go as, and they'll be like, "Daddy, who are you?" Like, "I'm Evil Tug."
I'm gonna start working on the costume.
Yeah.
Today.
Do it today. Was there any other sports stuff that we didn't cover?
I just want to briefly touch on this AAF thing. Like,
we really didn't cover it.
We just talked about the
sorry,
fact the fact that the money runs out. Like, I know you're trying to put together a multi-million dollar business in less than a year. I'm disappointed for the players. Yeah, nobody was watching. But like these people are still living out a dream, and it's disappointing when someone says you can't do it anymore. That sucks.
It was launched too soon. From what I've read, there was kinks that had to be worked out between the NFL Players Association, right, with practice squad players and playing for the NFL and then also playing for the AAF. I think the NFL really needs to look hard. The NBA has done a brilliant job with the D League, which is what now the G League, in developing players. And I was thinking that this is what this could be. But clearly it didn't pan out. And they've suspended operations, which in all reports, it's going to end, right?
Yeah.
And that the Carolina Hurricanes owner, right, because he put a lot of money, is said to lose $70 million. And for me, I just don't understand from an NFL standpoint why you can't have a developmental league. I get it. There's a lot more money involved, and you're it's a lot different with a bigger roster with football versus basketball. But I do think it would be good for the sport, right?
I agree. I still think there's a way this can work, but I feel like this is not, you know, Facebook. Their motto is like, you know, put it out there and, you know, and break things. Like, this is just not going to work. There's already something successful out there.
What do you think this tells for the XFL, which is supposed to launch next year? Anything?
They're actually getting the opportunity
to see the failures.
So yeah. there is some advantage to that. And also, it seems like the runway is longer for the XFL. I remember the AAF came out maybe last year. I heard about it. At least the XFL has been brewing for a couple of years, so maybe there's a chance to make that work. But I mean, it all comes down to, you know, think about the guys. There's a lot of Steve Spurrier, Bill Polian. Like, there's a lot of people who have, you know, name recognition. They're embarrassed by this. Like, people, we all work. We all have jobs. You know what I mean? Like, well, Annie doesn't, but you know, you work for yourself.
Yeah.
So like.
No, according to the Steve Harvey Show, I'm unemployed.
Did you get paid? Was that just a guest appearance?
No, I got paid.
That's nice.
It wasn't much, but I got paid.
Well, that's good. You had to fill like information.
Yeah, I had to fill out W-2.
Yeah. So like, it's just, to me, it's just embarrassing. Like, you work for a business, and like, you just one day you go to work and
the doors are closed. You made a good point. I think it was everything developed too quickly.
Way too quickly, and like, it's just not, you know. Like I said, Facebook, I think their motto is, correct me if I'm wrong, is like, move fast and break things.
Is that their motto?
Well, internally. Like, that's their sort of thing. Like, just get stuff out and we'll tweak it. We'll fix the bugs on the fly. And that happens a lot in the startup business.
Yeah.
And this is just too many people. There's just too many people involved for this business.
Here's a crazy idea. Why don't, I guess it's, you know, you're not going to put bodies into the stadiums, right? I feel like they're short-sighted in that. Why don't they play these games in very small venues? Why don't you say, we're going to play at a 5,000-seat high school venue? I know that sounds crazy, but I don't know where the money's coming from. But like, imagine if you were watching Johnny Manziel at a small college or like a large high school stadium. Because I'd love to see the numbers. No, for real. If how many thousands of people you think are going to these games? There's no way. You think some of these stadiums are getting 10,000 people?
No, I don't think so.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Here's a crazy concept. You see former players or guys who are trying to play in the NFL in a small stadium. I would go see that. To me, it's not appealing to go down to San Diego, an old Qualcomm Stadium, which is a disaster. I don't know what it's called now, like San Diego Credit Union Stadium or whatever it is. There's no appeal. But if you said to me, dude, you're going to go down to like Chula Vista or someplace and you're going to see Johnny Manziel play where Reggie Bush grew up, because he was somewhere down in San Diego. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe again, this is an awful idea as far as financials, but if you're not putting butts in seats in a normal stadium, why not just move them to a smaller venue?
I just don't know if it's about the butts in the seats. Like, I don't think they're ever going to make enough money from the ticket sales to keep it afloat.
But that's my point.
To me, it's really about...
it's about advertisers.
Yes, it's about TV money, and figuring out what the sweet spot is for CBS, who's not going to rerun, you know, God Friended Me on a Saturday
night. Please never do that show.
You watch some football. And here's why it's short-sighted as well. The success story for the AAF is you watch a couple of these players and you're like, huh, that's kind of cool. And you hear about 10 guys who make it to the NFL.
Yeah.
And now people start being interested in like, I'm watching some players that can actually play.
Yeah.
So it's just very short-sighted thinking from the people who are running the business, because you needed one cycle for them to pick out the couple of wide receivers, a couple quarterback that makes the team, and everyone starts to kind of become invested. It's like it's similar to like when people have a TV show and it's like season one. Oh, it's only one season? Why am I invested in watching that?
Yeah.
Give me the renewal so I know that I'm watching season one knowing that a season two is coming. So just bummer. Just a bummer.
But did you actually watch any games? I watched maybe a quarter
of it. I watched the first night of games.
Me too.
But I agree. I'm not thinking about what's my viewing. Like I'm thinking about the people who are trying to fulfill a dream, like you and I or anyone else out there. Is like their dream is to play football.
Yeah,
and still have a chance. You know, done. Career's it's over.
My dream is to have drinks with Evil Tug.
You're gonna have a drink again?
Well, I'm saying Evil Tug might get me drinking.
He will force you to drink.
He will.
Yeah.
Evil Tug.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm coming up. Friday is 5 years of the denting. My 5-year anniversary, April 5th.
What do you do for that?
I don't know. Nothing special.
Yeah.
Reflect.
Yeah, reflect. You're still alive.
All jokes aside, that's what I do. I like think about that shit. Maybe do a float lab.
God, you need to do an ad sales with float lab.
Well, I mean, I had Crash, the guy from the show. Or the guy who owns it on Dent Report. And then he forgot me. Dude, I did a 2-hour interview with this guy.
He forgot you.
He forgot who I was. I went for, that's how many drugs this dude's done. I went for an appointment and I messed up my schedule. He forgot me. It took him like 10 minutes. He'd be like, yo, what's up, Crash? And then he's like, somebody scheduled wrong because they only have two chambers, sensory deprivation chambers. And after like he's talking to all of us, then finally it hit him. He's like, oh yeah, man, what's going on, bro? Unbelievable, right? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do Friday. We'll see. Maybe I'll go back to Beverly Hills for some Japanese barbecue.
No, you're not watching the Final Four. I know that.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, right.
I promise. When do you leave? Friday morning?
I do leave Friday.
You excited? You gotta be.
I'm really excited. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, the two times I've been, it's been awesome. Like it's been just a fun experience. I'm hoping, the other venue. I've never been to Super Bowl. I like to go to Super Bowl. There's really not many other sports.
It's gonna be out here in a few years.
Kentucky Derby. I've never been to. I'd like to go to the Derby.
That's fun.
There's not too many other things that I haven't done that I'd like to do. Sports wise.
You should just wait. The Super Bowl is gonna be out here. I think in 3 years.
I'm going when the Cowboys go.
Oh, so you never going, bro.
That's true. 23 years and counting.
8.5 is your current over-under wins, I saw.
It might be under. I think it might be 8.
Yeah. Well, Tug, it's been a pleasure. Always is.
Great to see you.
I love to see you. I love to see Evil Tug. Where can people find you on the social media world?
Guys, gals, I'm going to be I'm at Tug Coker on Twitter, at Tug Coker on Instagram. I'm going to have a great video up of Andy and I and our UVA challenge, one loving and one hating. Got some Hannah Montana up on there. As always, Joe, thanks for letting me keep your seat warm. Appreciate it. Thank you, Andy.
Give Joe some love on Twitter, at Fix Your Life, and on Instagram, at Joe Prano. You guys can see him in Alaska. He will be back, I believe, Sunday night, so for next Monday's podcast. You can follow me at Andy Ruther, the show at The Dirty Sports. And yeah, everything's posted online. If you want to see my appearance on the Steve Harvey Show, called Steve, actually, it's just called Steve. And, I think they re-air it, so if you have access to NBC, look it up. They re-air it because the full TV version is a little better than what the online clips are. And keep dropping those iTunes reviews. Again, we do give out koozies. I mailed out 3 more sets of koozies yesterday to people who use screenshots and iTunes reviews. All right, Dirtballs, that's the show. Tug, safe travels.
Dirtballs, I'll see you in Minnesota.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and stay dirty.